and he's making a podcast. Yeah, I'm, oh, shit. I was just in the garden, in the little, welcome to the worst podcast in the world. No, that's not what I say. I say, fuck, what do I say? Shit, what do I say, dude? Well, there's a time to be professional. There's a time right now when you're creating a professional product, okay? There's a time to be professional, okay? When do you... Now you got to say your intro, bitch, huh? Shit. What is the intro? Oh, yeah, welcome to this worst sound quality audio. Yeah, I can't remember, dude. Anyway, I'm not going to stress about it. We don't need no intro. We get straight into the content. So anyway, let me explain what I've been doing today. I have my nephew and niece around, the cutest little humans in the world. This guy's rocking up in Pokemon attire. I get that drip. And I'm like, fucking hell, watch out for this kid. Watch your fucking wifey's on that. Whew. You know what's like... Do you ever think that people use their love of, like, a Pokemon or a game or something, or, like, a movie or an anime or some weird niche shit, they use it as their, like, personality trait? Do you know what I mean? Dude, that's dangerous. That's a dangerous weapon, dude. So, I'm a Pokemon kind of girl, you know? I like to play Pokemon and I've got to speak with a British accent, so basically I've got all that going for me. So, yeah. See ya. Dude, that used to be a thing back then, but I think personalities are getting better, you know? The personality of the average person is always like... Do you ever, like, know someone and then you find something out about them? You're like, what the fuck? What? You play the piano? And then you're like, that doesn't make sense. And then it redefines everything you know about people who play piano. Like, yo, this guy's like a hip-hop looking guy, and he's like a grade 8 pianist. He's a grade 8 penis. Papinus. Papaya papinus. If you've got a penis shaped like a papaya, then you need to get scrog. Okay, we're going there, are we? Oh, sheesh. Let me just take a sip of this off. Watch your beverage. I've been having fun trying to come up with new ways to say beverage. Beverage. What kind of beverage can I get you? So beverage. Can you do it? Could you get you? Alright, I can't. I can't even write the topics down. I can't even do it for podcasts anymore. I have one job, but I can't do it. I can't write down the freaking topics because I can't. If I pick up the piece of pen and the paper, I'll be lost. I'll be freaking not right. I'll do it then. Topics is shit. I've already forgot. Shit. See. Anyway, my brain's my face is kind of feeling quite warm right now. Hey, you there, chicky. What? You're making my facey feel warmy. You're making my facey feel warmy. And that is very good. Very Gryffindor. Oh, shit. I didn't want Gryffindor. I bet there's some... You know how when you, you know how you were in high school or primary school, and, people... Sorry, I was kind of monging out right there. Do you know how you're in high school, and, like, people have rude names for people in such a meta way. It'd be like, you're not just, like, insert race here and poor. And then they'll go even further with it. That, like, they'll just come up with these words that... Do you know what I mean? Like, people—it's weird language, dude. When you're growing up in these schools, I wonder what they had in the Harry Potter universe where it's like, he's a Gryffindorian. You can't say that. He's a Gryffnorian. He's a Gryff. No, he's a Gryff. Shut the Dorian. You know, keeps the door shut. Showed him. Harry, I might spell you if you want the word slat. You use the world uses you as an energy source for happiness because you always overcome the odds. That's why we can never fire you from the Hogwarts witchcraft. Oh, fuck. Yes. Hashtag perform smart. Hashtag perform smart. It says that on my protein shake, which I only have water. Dude, I am so cool. I'm drinking water out of a protein shake cup. Like, I'm actually that guy now. I'm actually that guy you see on the fitness vlogs, just like hanging around in some LA apartment, just drinking water out of a freaking doobie. Drinking water out of protein shake, like, what the fuck? PhD, performance nutrition, perform smart. Perform smart. It's like saying perform being smart. Hey, find the word smart in your head in the dictionary and then click perform, click continue, and then click. Oh, I'm gonna light this candle as some sort of objective to achieve in this moment because I am really, really worried about my performance right now. Okay. Whee! Right, okay. Okay, objective complete. The candle has been lit. We had fire. Well, you fucking know there's been fire in this room when I lit up this joint, because how high do I sound? How high do is each end? Yeah, man. My eyes are under heavy stress because of all the fans I've got. I've got like 6 fans going off in this room right now, like, because there's loads in my computer, you know what I mean? I got a top of the range specs on that. I got top of the range specs on my fanny bimbab. My fanny, my bob. Dude, fanny is a weird word. Is a weird word. Weird word. Growing up with using the word fanny in like, not in a non-ironic context. But then I find out when I start watching American movies, fanny is slightly different meaning over there. Because basically, fanny, if you're a kid in a primary school my age, fanny means pussy and nothing else. But in America, fanny kind of means you're behind, I think. Fanny kind of, I don't know, am I wrong? I don't know, you know, like the word cunt, you know, like the word cunt, how that word is like translated differently across the Atlantic Ocean. Hey, did I get that ocean right? Did I get a geography question right? Dude. Oh, let me tell you about this. You guys know, work in a coffee shop, right? There's this guy who comes in. His name is Damien, and he's from Boston. But he sounded like he didn't sound like too much like Boston. He was more like Boston, you know? Like, you could just hear it. And, like, he's from Boston. And, oh, my God. Anyway, I was really ascend. And he keeps coming into the coffee shop day after day. And he's like, he goes to me, he goes, I'm from a place called Boston, do you know it? And I'm like, yeah, Massachusetts. And he's like, hey, you got a geography, hey, like, you're an intelligent guy. And I'm like, ha, yeah. And that was it, really. But yeah, he keeps coming in and I keep getting into these great conversations. And I'm like, dude, some of my colleagues are basically moaning about our country and everything. And I'm like, this guy's here having his smiles. He's here on a business, and, he actually had a really cool job while he was in town. He was, like, fixing some old technology from this, like, local plant. So, like, he was actually like coming over from America and working with like fucking old systems and shit. But anyway, I don't know why I'm rambling. Am I rambling? Or is this what's supposed to happen? Coffee shop guy. So you have to write down the topics now, because there's no way I'm going to remember anything I friggin' said. Until you're dead. Whoa. No, I blew out my candle. I blew out my fucking candle. Now I'm going to beat someone. Wait, I can't tip it to light it, because if I tip it to light it, the wax that has already been burned would just be pouring all over my leg, and I'll be fucked up, to be honest with you. Come here, you little shit. There we go, we've got to go it again. Aw, oh, thanks for joining us, Candy. It's been a pleasure that you here, bud. Let me just get some more of my... watch! Yes. Beverage. Yeah. So any hooser. Oh, apparently you'll all be crazed to her. But it's World Emoji Day. Dude, do you know our emojis for me have become advertisements inside infiltrating text. That's what emojis are. They don't deserve to be in there. In a beautiful writing. Dude, have you ever thought about it? You appreciate emojis, dude? Like, remember when everyone first saw a smiley face in, like, 10... Like, if you imagine back to 10 years ago, dude, emojis weren't as meta as they are now. You go on a Discord and other apps, you get emojis that, like, tell you a whole fucking life story in, like, 3 seconds. Some, yeah, emojis are, like, such refined art. Dude, isn't that cringe? But I'm here saying emojis are refined art. So I have to write that on the topics. Right, let me get to some... Let me stop spinning out over nothing. Let me just get that for each yo. Hey, Will, can I reach into your brain and just get the little anxiety popcorn? Get that little ligma. Ligma, DJ Ligma. DJ Ligma. In the... Team Solo Mudge. Team Solo Mudge. Tomatoes? On top? Or underneath lettuce? It's an interesting question. On the burger. On the burger. I would say you put the lettuce on the bun. No, the lettuce on the meat. Because then you put the tomato on top of... Do you know what I'm saying? This is a very important question in the construction of a burger. Okay. Sauce on the bottom. So, bottom bun, sauce, then meat, then cheese. The cheese on, yeah, cheese got to be on top of the meat. But then the lettuce goes on that, because you can't have the tomato. Or maybe the tomato is like melting into the cheese. Yeah. Oh my god. I fixed it. I was wrong this whole time. The burger. Yeah, so bun, soursy, meat, cheese, tomato, lettuce. Part of the bun. Oh yeah, that's refined, dude. Well done. We've learned something today. The ultimate hamburger. Did you always used to wonder what the word hamburger meant growing up? And then like used to see, and you go to the store and buy a hamburger and you're like, this doesn't sound like what a hamburger should be. And then, like, you watch a cartoon and you see, hey, that looks what a hamburger should be like that. A hamburger should be like that in the cartoon. But then they were never like they were in the cartoons. Dude, I remember watching Tom and Jerry. And, like, there's an episode where they're running through a table that's like a buffet. Tom and Jerry are, man, amazing. I feel like I'm getting defined by a generation with Tom and Jerry, you know? My Tom and Jerry generation. Dude, I could tell you a few things about what we used to watch in the UK growing up. Like, were big shows in our like age range between I would say, yeah, like 11 to 14 in school, you know? Like, we were in, there was a show called Dick and Dom in the Bungalow, and there was these two guys. Then they would just like take kids and just like put them through hell as much as you could, like just start gunging them at any moment for any reason, but then like occasionally just give them like a free TV for their bedroom, you know, like a plasma teen screen V for like a fucking 9-year-old. Dude, I saw my nephew today, man. I feel, oh, sorry, I'll stay on topic. I'll stay on topic. But yeah, like, man, yeah, they're like that though. They are. That's what those kind of ages are like. Like, wow, you giving this TV screen changes their fucking life, dude. A 9-year-old got an extra plasma screen in their room, and that's what I realized today when I saw my nephew. Oh my goodness. Anyway, other shows that in the UK that you kind of grew up on was like you get like the older shows, like the Family Fortune and all the classics, dude. We like them, of course, we like them. And like family shows and all that. We had X Factor, and like I used to stay in contact with my dad because of the X Factor, dude. Like one of the earlier seasons, and you always to always hear about the American X Factor, and you're no, it's always American Idol and X Factor in England, and like England would always have kind of a disappointing turnout, really. They always had some weird winners. And anyway, and then we used to have other Saturday night shows, like I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here was quite premiere back in the day. Big Brother used to be like a massive one for people in school, like talking about like what was gonna happen. Dude, that was crazy, man. Now I feel like you can't really get away with that. You get all these segregated groups because there's too much content in the world. We only had TV back in the day. Like, we internet was just used for like emails and shit. Now internet's used for fucking everything. So I'm really going on a I'm really being a boomer, really being a boomer, but it's okay, I'll accept it, you know. Boomers incoming. Oh yeah, wow. Yeah, so I just so anyway, whatever. I can't think of much other shows that are like that. If I mention them, there's no point because they're like so weird. Oh, Crystal Maze was a great show. That was like this bold guy looked like Patrick Stewart presented, dun, 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 dun. And it was all this like weird funky music, and they had to choose if they wanted to do a skill game or like a or a science game, and they would go into all these like weird sandy areas and the forest areas. I don't know, great. It's kind of like Fort Boyard, maybe you've heard of that, but they always did this stuff like. They do riddles and everything. I don't know. Takeshi's Castle is a great one. Maybe you guys seen that. Yeah. Oh. Like, that's such a beautiful thing to think about old cartoons and shit. And do you ever wonder why you, like, you worry about what's going on? What's going on? It's Jesus time. Sorry, I got distraction, so I was like trailing off there. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I'll just reset. I was in my shed just doing a smoker. I've been hanging around with my nephew and niece today, and they're so lovely and silly, and yeah. I was really appreciating it a lot more that I actually have this. Connection with like with it's getting very personal, dude, but yeah, like to have connection with just like more people, like your nephews and your nieces, it's really nice. Like, I realized my brothers and sisters have done a great job keeping me, you know, keeping me with my nephews and nieces and like being part of their life over the years. Like, I actually feel like I had an influence on them, so yeah, that's a great thing, man. That's lucky. I feel sad now if you never had siblings and stuff. But yeah. Anyway, that was a very emotional segment, dude. That was a very emotional segment. Should we pull it out? Should we pull it out? No, I'm not talking about that stuff. pull out the ice pick and dig into the emotional segment and drag it across and admit there's no time for you, your emotional segment. Yeah, so anyway, I was just thinking about, you know, what we could do this weekend. Huh? We could go and play some Spider Pop. You wanna go down to the Spider Pop shop? The Spider Pop shop, dop shop? We can go to Spider Shop Pop and say, if you want, go into the Spider Pop some shway. Do you know what I'm saying? Fucking hell, Will. What's your problem, isn't it, bruv? You really just don't know what you're ever talking about. And it's actually friggin' digging with my toenail, you friggin' China. I want to say China in a fun way, but never a racist way. Because I wouldn't want to be racist. Hope we're on the same page. No racism is allowed on this podcast. There we go. Glad I've said that straight for the peeps. Ha. We had the press rolling out. They were like, well, you've been a bit ambiguous, bruh. We don't know where you stand. See, I didn't do a real accent then, so you can't say I was being racist. See, that wasn't a language either, so you can't pin me down. You can never take me down, racist police. I reside and continue to withhold onto my extreme views, like pussy be good, you know? That's one of my more favourite racial flares. Pussy be good, you know? And I don't know where it's from, because I wouldn't profile. Thank you very much. Anyway, moving on. Moving on from this stupid territory, Will. What the fuck are you doing right now? You know what I'm saying? let's do a fan review. Let's do a fan review. This fan cost me about £22. Okay? This fan. £22 from Jeffrey Bezos. £22. And I'm like, shee, man. Wait, well, we're getting out of that segment. It's pretty good stuff, man. It's pretty good. Oh, yeah. It's very heavy, which means it's, like, durable. I don't know. I'm gonna give it... It's £22 for a little fan here. And it's not got a stand or anything. It's kind of like a little ball. Or quite a big ball, actually. Excuse me. Well, I grab some of my beverage. Beverage. Oh, shit. Oh, no. What's this? What's this, Steffi? Hold on. Don't I sound like a different person? Like, I feel like a different person. I feel like I've run into people in my life that have been like how I feel right now. And like, I'm like, oh, this reminds me of someone's big smile, the way that I feel right now. You know what I mean? This reminds me of someone's big smile. Or like, yeah, a family connection you built early on with like some distant relative where you're like, you don't know why, but you felt connected to that person even though you weren't the same as them. Have you ever had like a cousin like that growing up where it's like, or something, do you know, like a long distant relative where it's like, you're kind of different people. Yeah, I don't know. It's a nice little thought, isn't it? Yeah. Then in comes the thought policing again. Right, don't tell me, Rodney. That Albert. Wait, what? Albert? Well, you okay, bro? I'm having flashbacks. Flashbacks. Oh, see, I'm really really not getting a grip on reality. Okay, so what do you guys think about this? Okay, what do you guys think about this? Okay. It's like, what do you guys think of drum and bass music? Now, there's something so uplifting about it, right? It warms you, and like, do you ever go through phases in your life where you're just into this, like, drum and bass music now? Something to do, something to uplift you, man, and give you some power. And you probably come out a way better human because you went from listening to all that music. You just keep drowning yourself in it, you know? You can do shit like that, man. And now you can end up with, like, this whole library in your life of albums. And where you were when you were listening to it, even emotionally. Isn't that one of the best things about music, dude? Like, you can just get lost on the ideas of that you've attached to different albums. Like when I moved out to go to uni, John Mayer was, like, my guy, dude. And, like, and then I sort of started to see him as, like, going on an adventure like I was with my guitar, you know? And, like, dude, yeah. Fell in love, you know? Full homo. But, yeah. But maybe it's not good to fall in love with your... I definitely think it's really... No, I don't know. It's complicated, right? Because you don't want to fall... You don't want to put the person on a pedestal who's wrote an amazing song, right? But... You don't want to know that your art meant some. You don't want to know that the art you listened to meant something. Because if someone just pissed it out and then it didn't really mean anything to them, I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying, dude? Anyway, wow, yeah. Think of an album right now, like, that takes you back, like an old Linkin Park or Paramore album, or like an old Backstreet Boys, or like an old Elvis album, or like Metallica, or like The Fray, Coldplay, like whatever, man. It's so nice to, like, remember who you were at that time, and just like, what? Oh yeah, I was living there, and doing, oh yeah, I was like doing this, and it's like, oh yeah, I was that person. Oh yeah, you know, wow. I love that, dude. I've still got, like, somewhere old VHS tapes from when I was a kid, like, of the odd film. And, like, you know, loads of DVDs, but, like, DVD... I don't use a DVD player. I haven't for years. Like, it's all streamable stuff, isn't it? This is one of the things I wanted to say, right? I've been thinking about lately. It's... The world is, it's kind of in a crunch right now, right? Financially. I don't know if you guys would agree, but... the cost of living, you know? And how you... But the thing is... We've all gone up in quality of living so much. Like, how everyone's got a fucking supercomputer in their phone now. Not even the poorest among us have found a iPhone that works, you know what I mean? Like... They'll do shit like that, you know, like, people will, because there's so much important stuff on there, and like, dude, the quality of living's gone up so much, that's why the cost of living has as well. And I would love to life to be a bit cheaper and the financial crisis to go back to normal, but at the same time, the quality of life we pay for, you know, like, we have so much access to so much great technology now that, like, we never used to have, and we buy it. We're, like, how many times does people order shit from Amazon? Like, it really puts into perspective when you watch, like, a Twitch streamer, and, like, I don't know why I'm getting into money. Like, it's a sad topic, dude. I don't mean to. Sorry, but, like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Anyway, you got the gist, right? You got the gist of it. The gist of it. I gist a bit and I got the gist of it. So. Hey, you. What you doing? I'm not feeling awkward, dude. Feeling awkward. Like, there's gotta be some nuggets I've gotta spew out, you know? Don't have to be any nuggets, right? You're just chilling. I'm just chilling. Dude, I'm spending my Sunday evening right now. Just chilling. With you, man. Woman. Or any other kind of identity. Bought this nice candle. And like I said, I had a really nice day seeing my nephew and niece. And had like some barbecue and bits and stuff and some banana bread. Pretty good, man. Pretty good. Like what you can't ask for much more than that. That's what's life supposed to be about. Everyone hanging out. And like, to be honest, I was kind of like a bit busy. Just a little bit. No, I was mainly busy after the left. I was hanging out with them. We were watching a film on Netflix and everything and discussing it. And then my nephew was telling me he's saving up for the next Pokemon game. And it's because it's been his birthday, he's finally got enough money and he's so happy. And he's only like 9, do you know what I mean? He's all he thinks about is games, dude. He's kind of going to get fucked up one day, I think, though, because he's playing 2 or 3 games at a time. Sometimes what happens when all that dopamine is stripped away from him, dude? Like, he's got a Nintendo Switch and then a fucking iPad next to him where he's like spamming both the things at the same time. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the danger. This is dangerous now. Like, but yeah, anyway, don't know why I'm getting into that. It's interesting to think of, though, isn't it? Like, do we see the early signs sometimes of, like, a deteriorating society? But I don't think it is. I'm optimistic and everything. I'm really not a nihilistic person, but it's like, there's one way. There's at least somewhere in there that's getting darker over time in the technology world, you know? Only a little bit. Not by, like, I don't know if I believe you dedicate. You don't need Thanos right now, you know? That's why I feel like people would say, okay then, Will, why don't you change this subject? Oh, we were talking about drum and bass, weren't we? I'll write that in the top list, because, drum and bass. So, like, with drum and bass, like, you know that uplifting thing? Dude, when I was young, I used to babysit for my sister. And on my way home, I would go home at midnight, and after babysitting, and put on an Owl City song, and it was like Hello Seattle remix or something, and it's like a 7-minute song with a build up in it, and I'd walk all the way across my town back to my house at midnight every night just after babysitting. And like, yeah, it's kind of cool, dude. Drum and bass helped me out, like, it saved me a little bit. Then it was a song to get obsessed with. It's really an uplifting song, dude. It's one of the most uplifting songs I've ever heard in my life. It's so pure as well. Go and listen to it. Hello Seattle, the remix. It's like 7-minute song. It's such a nice build up. Such a nice build up. I want to listen to it. Yeah. Dow, 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 dow. Oh, man. I'll just put it on quiet because this wouldn't pick terrible content. But yeah. Anyway, like, you know, like the drum and bass stuff like that? Dude, that can really just like uplift you, dude. I hope people see playlists as medicine, dude. You need the right playlist for the right moment in your life. But sometimes a playlist is dragging you back, dude. There's, you know, we've all felt those times where you listen to music and there's guilt associated with listening to it because you're not allowed to be as happy as that music is. Do you know what I mean? It's very dark. It's very dark in some ways, but sometimes it's just a bit, just a bit too harsh on yourself. But yeah, but yeah, music's amazing though. I went into the gym and had one of the best sessions I've had in like a long ass time, and it was all because I got sent a new playlist by a friend, and he was like, he doesn't really work out anymore. He just sent it to me. He's like, I'm gonna send you something, and because he's like Turkish, and like. And like I just fucking press play while I'm in the gym, and I crack on, and I was just doing insane, and there was some sort of chemical in my body from that playlist, and it wasn't even my favorite kind of music. It was very I think I mentioned this on the last podcast, but yeah. Anyway, yeah, dude, music like for tripping out your mood and stuff. And now it takes you back. I mean, as a kid, I played a lot of computer games, right? So a lot of albums would remind me of those computer games. Like, the Frey album reminds me of Halo. It's so weird. And then this song that I'm listening to now just reminds me of putting my hood up, going through my town at night, and like getting ready to run, you know, if I had to. But not that I would really have to. But yeah. Oh man. So crazy to be nostalgic. Yeah. Yeah, I'll just put Lo-Fi Girl on so it's not too distracting. Cause yeah, I feel like I need some stimulation. Yeah. So dude, do you feel like you're hanging out with me now? Because I feel like the conversation switches over the hour, doesn't it, or however long I can do these for. Because you know, the only reason these ever end really is because you become aware that the quality is an issue and or whatever, too much, it just wears off, doesn't it? But yeah. I'm gonna get me some more beverages at some point. It's gonna get so abstract, me saying the word beverage, that you're never gonna even know I'm saying it. It's gonna be like yeah. Like a fucking galaxy exploding. That's a funny game, isn't it? The beverage game. You can have that one. Play the beverage game with your friends. And just say when they say, "Oh, who showed you this great game, the beverage game?" You can just say, "Some Chad on the internet." Oh, just some Chad on the internet. No, you take the credit yourself, dude. Take the credit yourself, okay? And be like, "Oh, I just thought it was funny, like, people saying the word beverage." So now, whenever you're with your friends and you're drinking, just go, "Pass me the beverage." They have to be quite big vibers though, because a lot of us have friends where it's like, you know, back up against the wall, and "You right, mate?" "Yeah, mate, I'm right, mate." "You right, mate?" "Yeah, mate, I'm all good, mate." "Yeah, do you want to look into my soul?" "Nah, not really, mate." "Yeah, same." Yeah. Yes. For sure, Cad. It's absolutely So absolutely top of the pops. Top of the pops. Now, did you redo? Yes. It's Scooby Dooby Doo. Where are you? Got some work to do. Do you ever feel like you look back on some cartoons, they have a deep effect on you, like the in a scary way? Like, just some of the animations that would take place when you're watching even Dexter's Laboratory or the horror in you know, Powerpuff Girls, even like these monsters that would come out of I don't know, like you'd fear for it and everything, and you'd be so invested in these things as a kid. And I forgot the point I was trying to make, but man, like, yeah, when you think back to them cartoons, here we go, here we go. Yeah, sorry, there's a very nice beat going. Very nice beat going for sale. Very nice beats. I have Bearish Beats and Battlestar Galactica. I'm selling a beat. I'm selling a beetroot. See, that's one thing that changed from England and America. Beet and beetroot. Like, English people wouldn't say beet. But in America, they're always like, beet. Get your beets here. Got plenty of beets for you. But in England, we'd be like, I'm just going to the shop to get some beetroot. They wouldn't ever say beet. I'm going to shop to get some beet. Get some beets. Nah. Beetroot, always. But from what I understand, I'm not a pharmacologist, but aren't beets and beetroots of the same variety, at least? Why, yes they are, but they've adapted their language and suit their environment just so they can stay. Just because they want to stay in the ecosystem. Don't forget about me, I'm beets. No, but I'm beetroot, and that's why you will never forget me. Am I making sense, Mario? Am I Mario making sense? Don't stay away from the accent, Willy Bob Thornton. Stay away from the accents, yeah? Because if you keep going down the accent route, you're going to know it's racist. You're going to name your painted across the sky like a fucking, like a dinosaur. Painted his bollocks on my face. A lot of smacking across my face, just like, oh, fuck. So, yeah. If you could just stop, that'd be great. Thank you. I always love saying thank you in the, like, in the weird, in that way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. It's like they just slurred out. Thank you. Oh my god, dude. Yeah, I really feel like a different person right now. It's absolutely insane. Yeah. Let me get some more of my buff weirdge. Yeah. Wow. So, anyway. Don't forget that I'm a sexy bastard. And, and I'm letting you in to see my deepest parts of my soul, dude. Am I opening up too much? Nah. It's for the greater. It's for the greater good of all of humanity. That's what you have to remember, Willy Bob. You share it, and they share. They don't have to share it back. They share it on. They share it on, dude. They pick it up and they go. They blow it into the wind and it hits some other fella in the face. Yeah, that's right. That's for sure, right, mate? For sure. Yep. So, you know, let me talk to you about something real quick, okay? Let me talk to you about something, okay? Now, would you be willing to give up all dogs from existence if We could have unlimited internet. Like, no one has to pay for internet. We just got internet is free now. It's always insanely powerful. Everything downloads in a second. But would you have to give up all dogs? Would you? Huh? It's a tough one, right? It's a tough one, right? I enjoyed the company of a dog today, let me tell you. His name's Morty, and he's a little labradoodle or something. Or, I don't know. I really don't want to get into that world of learning dog races. Oh, no. I can't. You can't be fucked with that one, sister. Yeah, but... Doggies. La creme. Yeah. So, what I was saying to you, anyway, was thinking about me and you going down the subway together, thinking out loud and stuff. And, like, if you want, Meek and me, yeah. I know I really need it. God, I had to stop and just listen and try to understand what's going on, dude. What have I done? Oh no, I'm doing it again. Shit. Stop it. Well, you little stupid. Hey, yo. Talking to you. Yes. So, let's talk about guilty pleasures, okay? My guilty pleasure is eating cake. Well, no, but my guilty pleasure is slipping a few cakes in my pocket. With that, metaphorically speaking, but actually literally as well. Slipping some cakes in my pocket at the end of the night when I work at the cafe, because as a barista, because I get a few extra cakeys. That's my guilty pleasure, dude. Like, I don't... They're going to throw them away. So I put the cakeys in my pocket, you know what I'm saying? So that's pretty good. I got that going for me. And that's why my muscles are built of pure cake. I'm a cake magnet. What other guilty pleasures are there, dude? What about... It's gotta be to do with sniffing something. Oh my god, it's gross, isn't it? It's gross. We don't gotta go there, you know? They're all very gross, aren't they? They're all very gross in the mind. They're all like, yeah, you don't want to say those things, Will. Those are dark secrets, bro. Keep them under control. You silly sausage. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. When I think of you, yeah, so. I am coming from the future right now. Hang on just a second. Gonna move the mic. How does that sound? Sounds pretty good. I am homosexual in nature. I'm not. I just wanted to get off my chest. I'm not, but like, what's wrong with me? Like, dude, I used to say that all the time. Like, why did we as kids like drawing cocks everywhere, dude? It's just so funny. It's so satirical, dude. From like, life is all about cock, dude. Life is literally all about cock. Who's got the biggest cock? Who gets to use their cock the most? And who gets to use their cock on the most premium product? You know, dude. Life is all about cock. And we knew it at 15. I just imagine myself sat there with a big grin on my face, drawing a cock, just nudging my friend beside me, sat in class, as a 15-year-old, you know? I'm starting to develop my personality, and my features, and I nod him, and I'm like, dude, here's a nice cock. Just so stupid, you know? So stupid, dude. We were so meta even as kids, dude. Oh my god, some of the shit that kids can like can pull off nowadays, you're like, what the effect? Like the mental capacity to understand the silly jokes and stuff. Yeah, I don't know. Wow. It's weird. I talk about that a lot, man, but how the different media affects us, and the technology of our time affects how we develop, dude. Like, I feel lucky. I feel like maybe I was on the cusp of the perfect time. Like, technology wasn't so bare. But you don't see, like, old people care about iPhones, you know. It's very, very interesting. Well, our values will get more and more skewed, surely. We'll be putting... yeah, anyway. Don't need to get into that just now, really. You can stay away from the big bad scary spider monster in the closet if you want to, Will. You don't have to go anywhere near him, Will. Alright, is that okay, buddy? Yeah, it's fine, mate. It's fine then, I won't, mate, will I? Yeah. So, I'm thinking kind of like ending the podcast. Yeah, it's been a cozy one. And, yeah, it's all totally good grooves and shit, you know what I'm saying? So I think of a little picture on that. So yeah, I know I really didn't have much of the content in the end here, but I hope it kept your mind occupied from something sadder. Oh, sorry, the podcast is over. Now you gotta think of sad things. Huh.